72-92 is the current record of Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross. In 2008, Ross purchased 50% of the team from Wayne Huizenga as well as Dolphin Stadium. And then in 2009, he completed his purchase of the Miami Dolphins for a reported $1.1 billion. At the time, Huizenga had owned the Dolphins since 1994, but decided that there needed to be a change. But with everything that Ross has done correct and everything that he's done wrong, we wanted to get the fans' point of view. So we went to the tailgate for the Dolphins game against the Los Angeles Chargers this past Sunday, and we decided to see what fans thought about Ross and what they thought about the current revolution surrounding Tua Tagovailoa. So as we get to the stadium, we meet a man named Roger Elder. Roger had a Tank for Tua Tagovailoa flag outside on his car and also had a miniature version of that said flag with the same words, Tank for Tua. The first question we were able to ask was about Ross, and this is what Roger had to say.
Stephen Ross, he's made more, he's hurt the franchise more than he's helped the franchise. He's done some really bonehead things like a Florida Gator Day, Florida Gators Day. Right. When we live in Miami, mostly people here are Miami Hurricane fans. Of course, his biggest problem is just he becomes best friends with his GM or with his vice president or whatever. And then so it makes it hard for him to fire him because I guess he just feels bad emotionally. I don't know. Now we at least have a plan. And that is gain a franchise quarterback, which was should have been the plan from the very beginning.
I was also able to ask Roger his thoughts on the celebrity minority owners and if he thinks that that made a difference in Dolphins fans.
I mean, yeah, I think that's just a bunch of smoke and mirrors. Nobody really cares about that. The only thing people care about is, you know, winning football games. And he tried to just make, you know, red carpet stuff and bring in celebrities, and no one really cares about that. All we really care about is just having a team that's competitive, and we haven't had that since he's been here.
While Roger thought that Ross has hurt the franchise more than he's helped it, and he thinks that Ross hasn't been good for the franchise at all, we did run into a fan named Mike Stowell, and Stowell told us that he is completely positive Stephen Ross and thinks that he's done great for the franchise.
I am totally pro Stephen Ross. Every time anybody's asked him to write a check, he's done it. $400 or $500 million to redo that stadium. I mean, if the owner's putting the bucks out and writing the checks, who's going to criticize that? That's what you want. You know, so it's not really about money. He wants to win, and I as much as painful as this is going to be, that's the way it is, and we're going to deal with it. And we're still going to be fans, and we're still coming.
We did ask him earlier on in that interview whether he had a sort of opinion on the Tank for Tua, as he was wearing a old school Dan Marino jersey, and we had to know how he felt about the current situation.
I was the one that was watching. I would be the kind of person that was watching the draft in May, I guess it is, and I was praying for that trade to get Rosen in for that second round pick, and it happened. So I was basically doing cartwheels on the highway. I am not necessarily too thrilled about the Tank for Tua deal. One, I'm not. I've been watching the Alabama games just to see what they're all talking about, and I know he's got a million touchdown passes and all that. But I'm not against Tua, but I want to see him against real teams and not just stuff like that.
Now that we had our opinions about Stephen Ross, we had our opinions about Tank for Tua, we were looking around for Dolphins fans that were decked out, Dolphins fans that were really showing that spirit, and we came across Jose Sandoval. Jose was playing football with his friends, and we walked up to them and we saw him in decked out Miami Dolphins gear. I mean, he had the old school Miami Dolphins hat, the old school jacket, the previous logo from the 2009-ish era on his shirt. And we really wanted to kind of see why he was so decked out. And, you know, a lot of people are still coming to games. Why are you still coming to the games? And when I asked him how long he'd been a Dolphins fan, he said 3 years ago, he didn't know anything about football, but he's been here his entire life. He's been in Miami since he was born. And so immediately I had to ask, is there anything specific that made you become a Miami Dolphins fan?
It's a community. NFL has always been like that. It's a camaraderie, you know, it's the fans are always supporting. It really changed my aspect on, like, you know, just what a community can really be. So that's really what turned me on to football, with communities can
I was
be.
Also able to get the opinion on Stephen Ross and the Tank for Tua movement from owner and CEO of the Pro Football Network and Dolphins insider Matthew Cannata, and this is what he had to say.
Dolphins owner Stephen Ross has been sort of an enigma since taking over as owner of the team years ago. On one hand, you have a very smart businessman who has built almost a real estate empire through his hard work and vision. So when he took over the Miami Dolphins as owner, many were excited about the possibilities of bringing a winning team back to Miami. Unfortunately, that has not quite happened since then. He has had many missteps along the way as owner, often probably because he tried to bring his business practice into the world of the NFL. For example, trying to hire someone other than his current head coach, flying across the country, trying to have a secret meeting with that candidate in Jim Harbaugh. He's also had many other missteps along the way, hiring the wrong people in certain places on the football side, listening to bad advice, and overall, not making the best decisions for the football side of things. Now, that's not intentional, of course. He really thought that he knew what he was doing. But when you look at the football side compared to the business side, you can see just how good of an owner he can be. The Miami Dolphins have one of the best organizations off the field, if not the best organization off the field, and that is due in part to the vision that Stephen Ross brought to the Miami Dolphins. He hired a CEO in the name of Tom Garfinkel, who has really led the way for Miami and has brought Stephen Ross's vision to life. Together, this duo is one of the more dynamic ones throughout the industry and will be bringing good things to Miami for years and decades to come.
From SFMN, this has been Kai Chan Chisholm.